This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Judith Perez, last name, P for Peter, E for Europe, R, E for Europe, Z for Zebra. First name Judith, J-U, D for David, I for India, T for Tom, H for House, period. Today's date is February 12, 2025, period, new paragraph. She's a 79-year-old female patient who comes with a history of episodes of dizziness, which she described is like a head spinning, period. The patient would experience these symptoms, and she would have to take the help of any nearby structure or sit down, and in few minutes it will subside, period. More frequent episodes are happening at rest, not while driving or with activity, period. The no nausea or vomiting, period, and no other accompanying features, period. New paragraph. She has seen the neurologist, N for Nancy, EU, E for Europe, U, R, O, L for Larry, O, G for Goods, I, S, T, who did the workup and did not find any significant abnormality, period. Patient has also seen vascular surgeon Dr. Bisset. First initial is B for boy. Last name is Bisset. B for boy, E for Europe, S for Sam, E for Europe, T for Tom, H for House, who has not found any significant abnormality in her ultrasounds of the carotid, period. So, patient came for evaluation, period. She gives history of shortness of breath on walking about 3 to 5 blocks, period. No syncope, period. History of frequent dizziness, and also becoming near syncopal, but no syncope, period. She complains of right precordial chest pain, which is severe, with radiation to the upper half of the right arm, which generally happens at rest, and it might have happened about four times in last 6 months, and they also happen at rest, period. They last for about 5 to 10 minutes and then subside, period. No history of any palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period. I for India, capital, period. Problem, period. No history of any bleeding tendency, period. No history of palpitation or edema of feet, period. No history of any recent upper respiratory tract infection, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, period. She says generally she has a low blood pressure, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. No history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Social history, she is smoking half a day recently, but prior to that, he has been smoking one pack a day. In total, he has smoked about 450 years period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, in the paragraph. Allergy, she claims to be allergic to allergic to sulfur, period, in the paragraph. Family history, mother had a aortocoronary bypass surgery at the age of 83 years, period. Her four siblings has a hypertension. Siblings, S for Sam, I for India, B for boy, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, G, S, period. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal spheres 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in right superior extremity 130/130/60 millimeters of mercury, period. In the left superior extremity, blood pressure 120/60 millimeters of mercury, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in right superior extremity 130/130/60 millimeters of mercury, and blood pressure in left superior extremity 126/60 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There's a ejection systolic leak and a 2 to 3 by 6 ejection systolic murmur with the peak P for Peter, E for Europe, A for Apple, K for Kite. Peak at mid-systole, period. No S3, period, no S4, period. And no other significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm and incomplete right bundle branch block. Pattern. P for Paul, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, N for Nancy, period. New paragraph. Analysis, the patient symptom of spinning in the head, which comes at times, does not look like it is because of any significant coronary artery disease, period. New paragraph. Our functional capacity is limited, and she says that over a period of last 1 to 2 years, it has gradually increased over a period of time, period. The patient's chest pain is atypical, period. The clinically, patient may have a aortic stenosis with some significance, period. So, plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate her symptom of shortness of breath, coma, cardiomyopathy, coma, aortic stenosis and possible mitral regurgitation period. Plan is also to request coronary calcium score to evaluate for coronary artery disease in view of her history of 50 years of smoking period. Plan is to request the previous medical records from her neurologist period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned. Period, new paragraph. Please note that this patient gives the history that she had an eye checkup and she was told that while examining the retina, there is a suggestion of arteriosclerosis. Period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, frequent episodes of dizziness with sometime near syncopal feeling, near N for Nancy, E for Europe, A for Apple, R. Period. Number two, probable vertebrobasilar insufficiency, vertebrobasilar, V for Victor, E for Europe, R, T for Tom, I for India, B for Boy, R, O, B for Boy, A for Apple, S for Sam, I for India, L for Larry, A for Apple, R, insufficiency. Next line, number three, shortness of breath, period. Patient says that she avoid going to the upper floor in her house, period. Next line, number four, aortic stenosis, period. Clinically may be significant. Next line, number five, atypical chest pain. Next line, number six, arteriosclerosis noted at the time of retina exam, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.